Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. I hope as you're listening to this, you're making sure your happiness is not based on external things, because those things change like all the time. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to regular listeners. Thank you to everyone who's connecting with me on Instagram. I wanted to send a special shout out to someone, but I can't figure out how to find you again, because when I look at my inbox on Instagram, it's all the recent stuff and the stuff from like last week I can't seem to find. So I can't find your name, but thank you so much. You posted a screenshot of my podcast on Instagram a while back and just tagged me in to see it. So I want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you who are posting and sharing about Affirmation Pod to your friends, to your family, to your coworkers. I appreciate it so much. Word of mouth is still the best way in my mind to share good things. Today's episode is a listener request. I will read it out. Hello, my name is Danielle, and I'm a relatively new listener to the Affirmation Pod. I love it so much. It's already been so helpful to me. Thank you so much. I've really started to focus on self-care starting in December when I realized that I had a lot of unpacked issues from growing up with an emotionally abusive alcoholic father. I'd like to request an episode related to safety and security. Often, I tell myself things along the lines of, I am safe. People want me here. I'm worthy of people in my life who support me and uplift me. Friends slash strangers slash coworkers do not want to harm me, insult me, or degrade me. And then she says, I'm not sure if these are the best affirmations because a lot of them depend on other people, but I'm not entirely sure how to handle my lack of safety and security. A lot of times I'll be talking with someone and my internal voice goes, you're annoying them. Stop talking. When really they're listening to me and keeping the conversation going. I'm trying to rebuild my trust with others rather than defaulting to fearing others. Maybe others can relate. Thank you in advance, Danielle. Danielle, sounds like you are quite aware of the impact your younger years have on who you are today, and that you're looking to rewire your reactions, your orientation, your self-talk.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need, or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
So Danielle, thank you for your request. This one is for you. I am safe. This is not my past. People want me here. I belong here. I deserve to be here just like anyone else. I am worthy of people in my life who support me and who uplift me. My friends, clients, coworkers, they don't want to harm me, insult me, or degrade me. I take my power back. I no longer give others power over how I feel about myself. I am clear on who I am interacting with. And I know not everyone thinks like someone from my past. Actually, most people don't think like someone from my past. I'm safe here. And I know how to recognize who is a safe person and who isn't a safe person. I know sometimes I protect myself by lumping everyone into the unsafe category. But I can trust myself and my skills and my abilities to discern who is trustworthy, who is good people. So instead of instantly fearing that someone wants to harm me or insult me or degrade me, I use my wisdom, I use my discernment, I use my logic, and I'm active in choosing who I want to build trust with because they're trustworthy and positive and affirming, and who I'm not going to build trust with. I admit I'm kind of used to people who put me down, who degrade me, belittle me, and that's sometimes more comfortable than people who support me and encourage me and empower me. But I'm making a choice today that my life will be full of people who love me, want what's best for me, and back me up 1,000%. So yes, I'm worthy of people who support me and uplift me. In the past, safety meant just not trusting others at all, no matter who they are, not giving them even a chance to prove themselves. But now, I'm in charge of what is safe and what is not safe. I have new standards for protecting myself. I have new systems and checks and balances in place for how to protect me. I monitor my thoughts so I know where I'm not being supportive to myself, where I'm not caring and loving towards myself. I create an environment of respect inside me with my internal voice, with my intentions, with my actions. I'm filling myself with self-respect, and I'm surrounding myself with people who respect me. I am free from feeling like everyone's out to get me, everyone's out to hurt me, everyone's out to destroy me in one way or another. I can live safely among safe, respectful, and trustworthy people. I am capable of protecting myself. I'm capable of guiding my choices, who I'm around, who I'm not around, who I want to share more with, who I want to share less with. I am not just capable, I'm also lovable, I am also likable, and I'm growing with every new day, with every new experience. I am important, my needs are important, and I take care of my needs. I no longer need to default to fear. I am healing. I'm healing as I address things from my childhood, things from adulthood. And my mission is self-care, inner peace, and inner happiness. I'm a good person. I'm teaching myself new skills, new patterns, new wiring every day. My new default mode helps me and not hurts me. My new default mode empowers me and doesn't degrade me. Emerging in me is a new attitude for this adventure of life. I'm curious. I'm open. I'm wise. Every step I take for myself, for my healing, for my transformation, brings me to a deeper level of safety, of trust, and contentment. I am in charge of my life. I am responsible for my life. And I'm doing the work so I can live peacefully with myself and with others. And I love myself more every day. That is my gift for you today. Thank you to everyone who's been giving feedback on the last episode of the podcast. That was Affirmations for Acceptance and Managing Resentments. I had shared this through my email list, but thought I'd share it here as well. That episode is an episode that listener Josie, in other words, me, requested. All those affirmations were something that I wrote in a journal entry that I emailed to myself a couple months back, and I flagged that email and have referred to it many times and said it out loud many times as I have my phone in my hand with the email open, just repeating it and repeating it. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day, because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters,
That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code affirmation at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code affirmation, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their Classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it. But if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code affirmation to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code affirmation to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code affirmation. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
And if you're looking to start journaling, or you've tried and it has never stuck or it's never felt like it clicked, I encourage you to check out my course, Journaling Pod. It takes you through all the tools, the different systems. And one of the big questions I get is like, what do I write when I don't know what to write? Well, I've got templates that you can practice and pick which ones work best for you. You can find it at journalingpod.com and use promo code SAFE for $100 off. So that's journalingpod.com, promo code SAFE for $100 off. Now, go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.